Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Keep on pouring till I say when. Sometimes you know you just can't win. God's too busy to care if I sin. So keep on pouring till I say
Stephen, the next song we're going to talk about is Keep On Pouring Till I Say When.
Yes.
This is part of your pantheon of drinking songs.
Yeah, we do have a lot of drinking songs. They're fun to write, fun to play, and a lot of people relate to them. Probably our most popular songs are our drinking songs for the most part. Hence the new album coming up. next year. It's all drinking songs, kind of a concept record. But this one's off the American Twang album. One of our more popular, if not our most popular song. There's one other drinking song that's probably, it's been around longer. But this one in particular was instantly a fan favorite as soon as we released it. And it's fun to play. Everybody, I think people can relate to it. You know, it's just about having a bad day. And, you know, you walk up to the bartender and say, keep them coming, basically. Keep on pouring till I say, well, I've had enough, you know. And so, you know, nothing too tricky about it. It's just a fun drinking song about having a bad day and just got to release some stress, can go have some drinks, hang at the bar, and just keep them coming until I say when.
You talk about hellhounds?
Yes.
Where does that come from?
Well, in the line, hellhounds are barking outside the door. So it basically just means you're just having a bad day, you know. And then the next line is a face down. I feel like I need one more. So even though you're, you know, the hellhounds are outside the door and you're face down in the gutter, you're like, I think I'm going to have one more. So keep on pouring, you know. So it's just kind of as bad as it can get. You're like, I know it'll get better if I can just keep drinking it away. So it's a good concept with some great lyric in it. One of my favorite lyrics I've written and just a great song. Like I said, a fan favorite. So.
Do you play this around closing time?
No, we tend to play it all over through the sets. We've actually opened, you know, with this before. It's a good opening song because it's all a cappella at the beginning. And people don't expect that when you walk out on stage. I think we opened for Shooter Jennings once and we came out and we started with that. And people don't expect it. You just walk up and they expect you to, everybody kick in and you're right into the vocal. Everybody's like, whoa, that's pretty cool. So, you know, and sometimes we'll do it in the middle of the set. Sometimes we'll do it at the end. So it's just, it all depends on the songs around it, you know, because we like a good flow live. So we tend to place it everywhere, but it is usually in the last set because it is a drinking song. And a lot of those are put near the end of the set, especially when we're playing a bar gig, you know, put a lot of the drinking songs in the last set because everybody's on the same level as us at that point.
You know? The bartenders have to get tips.
Yeah. Tip your bartenders. And here's another drinking song. So yeah, it's a fun lyric. There's some great lines in there, you know, the line straight up, I need to kick a few back, cool off with something in a tall glass. Pretty, you know, it just tells you the beginning of the story. But there's a line in there about falling off the wagon. You know, everybody, you know, the term, I'm on the wagon, I'm not drinking. It says, I fell off the wagon, landed under the wheels. So, I mean, basically, you fell off the wagon, it ran you over. So, just some fun lyric. Just kind of based, everything's based off of drinking in this song. You know, every line has a little tie in there. Life is a long walk on a short pier. A friend of mine told me that once and it stuck in my head. You know, I thought, wow, that's a great line, you know, and I held on to it for years. And I'm like, oh, it'll fit in here. You know, it's because he said, you know, like, because it makes sense. Life's a long walk on a short pier. You know, you think it's long when you're in it, but in all reality, if you look back, it's really short. So it kind of has a great kind of double meaning. And I really love that line. And I held on to it for years and it just fit this song so well. I put it in and he's passed as well. A few years ago. So it's good to have a line that he gave me on it, you know, just as a remembrance. When I sing it, I'm like, oh, I remember Kevin. So, yeah.
And so tell me about the production and who's in the melody and who's on the guitar lines.
This one, on this album, it was Sparky Tuttle, who's, you know, been with us for 10 years. The bass player we discussed in the past recently. Joey Maggard was the guitar player on this record. He was with us for about 8 or 9 years in the band. He left after the Rehab album, he left and then Brock Peterson joined. But that Joey's playing lead on this and he's the backing vocal as well. It would, you know, we all went in live and just busted it out till we got it right. It was just one of those songs, you know, just went in, said, here, you know, of course we rehearsed it and got it down. Then we went in and here we go. And we, you know, ran through it till we got it right. So turned out really well. It's probably the most popular song off that record. That and the American Twang, the song itself called American Twang was very popular. And then Sparky Tuttle had a song that he wrote and sang. There's only two songs that I haven't sang in the history of Ghost Town, and they were both on that record. The guitar player had one that he sang, and then the bass player had one that he sang. So it was a different record for us because we had different voices on there singing lead, which has never happened before. So, but yeah, it's a great song. The American Twang album is a great album. Proud of all of them, but as the albums have gone along, they've gotten better. I think my songwriting has gotten better, my lyricism has gotten better, my arranging has gotten better, and I'm always striving to do something a little different. What haven't I done yet? I did that a lot on that on the Long Way from Graceland album, where I said, oh, I haven't written a song about this yet, or I haven't done I've never done an arrangement like this. And so I would really push myself to do that. You know, I'd hear a song on the radio, wow, that's a really cool arrangement. I've never done anything. I'm going to try to write something with that, a similar arrangement to that. And the breakdown on this was really cool, you know, that something a little different, you know, the muted part. And it's kind of acapella-ish, like the beginning, but it's more driving with the guitar, and it kind of gives it a breakdown and lets it breathe a little bit, and then builds up into the big ending. So really great song. I'm really proud of that one.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.